Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of The Podcasting Dead. I am your host, The Fallen Fett, and unfortunately not joining us today is El Sinestro. Our thoughts are with him. I do have with me, though, yes. Darth Moocher.
Yes, the invasion, the Sarlacc invasion continues on The Podcasting
yes,
Dead.
Yes, it does.
So I am here for another week talking about my favorite show on television, and I can...
Second favorite. This is fear.
Well, you're right. Right. Favorite world in television.
There we go. Okay. All right.
This is it. In my opinion, it keeps getting better. But thank you for having me again. And,
of course.
Anytime, you know, again, until Rich gets back on his feet.
Yes.
Deals with his issues, and he'll be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, he's in our thoughts, man. I hope he's getting all the videos that I'm sending him. Please make sure your wife doesn't see those. And remember the pictures. You got to swipe left to see the whole thing.
Swipe left.
Yes.
Rich.
All right, to see the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yes. I love you, brother. All right, so we're going to be talking about season 4, episode 4 called Buried. But
right.
I got some feedback from the last episode, Marco.
Okay.
And a lot of people appreciate you being here.
Cool, thank you.
Yes, very
I'm glad
much.
To hear that.
As,
yeah.
as much as I do.
Cool.
And they gave us some feedback of, I got to remember that some people listen to us without listening to the show, so they're getting a little lost on the characters.
Right, okay.
So I got to catch them up. And
because we jump
were,
ahead and stuff.
They were flipping out. They didn't know that that was Jenna Elfman,
as
we called it. They thought I was calling bullshit until they went and rewatched it.
Yeah.
And then they realized it themselves.
And now you don't have to squint your eyes anymore. Now you can be like, hey, okay, that's Jenna Elfman. You could put her face.
Yes.
You know, because I've always had a crush on her anyway, and, you know, with her movies and stuff. So now that it's out in the clear and I'm accepting her without makeup, I don't care. I like it.
She still looks old though. I'm sorry.
You know what? It's just
this episode.
She's just
she,
so cool.
She was heavy in this episode.
Yeah,
so
was.
We will be talking about her.
Yeah.
Okay guys. So going, if you remember our last, the last season. Okay. We had this big old blow up at the dam. We didn't know what was going to happen. Then
right.
we jumped further. So the only ones that we have so far, part of our crew are Strand, Alicia, Lucy. Well, Nick died.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he was part of it.
Kind
yeah.
of confirmed now.
Yeah, I know it was
right.
Damn it, it was official, and I was.
We'll get into that, but
yeah.
Nick is dead.
Yeah, he's,
Madison is running a ballpark stadium,
yes.
minor league, full of people.
Yes,
and about what did we say? Was it 72?
No, I thought there was like 47,
okay.
48 people. In
We're
there.
Still. We yeah. got to go
there
back.
There is
the
a number there.
There is. They said it.
Yeah.
They've been there for about a year, as we know. It is caught up time-wise. They are in line with Walking Dead.
Correct.
And new characters that we have is we have another gay guy for Strand. His name is Cole.
Yes.
Shorter Mexican guy. So we'll be getting into him. He's only in
That's
the other
Strand's
episodes.
Weakness.
Yeah, he kept he
it is.
It is. You're right. He was in the other episodes, but just that he just kept going on runs and they
right.
kept telling him no.
He was just there, like
right.
a soldier.
And they kept looking yeah. at Strand like, come on,
right.
dude. Like, I think this guy likes you. And he's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah Strand, I'm a loner.
Yeah.
I don't want to share bills.
You don't
want
to get to know me, Dottie.
Yeah.
So, I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel. If you know what that's from, you're awesome.
I know what that's from.
I know you know. And then we got Jenna Elfman, who is Naomi. She
yes.
was the one who we talked about that they found by herself.
Right.
They brought her back in. And as they bring her back in, this introduced the bad guys, the Vultures.
Correct.
So, you know, I'm still thinking about Jenna Elfman's character.
Okay.
I'm still not too on her, even after this episode.
Okay.
She just... I don't know. I got questions
because,
about
because
her.
Because Charlie messed us up. I think that's
yeah,
what it was.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know because the way that she infiltrated and got that. Now Charlie's a little girl.
Right.
That we kept talking about. The one who killed Nick.
Right.
The one that they thought was a little
the
girl
Nick
who
killer.
They were helping. And instead she was there with the Vultures.
Right.
Now the only ones that we know about the Vultures is Mel.
Mm-hmm.
And Mel is the leader of the Vultures.
Yes.
He is our, what did we say?
He's the hipster guy
hipster,
in a Starbucks writing a zombie script.
Hipster circus.
And all of a sudden, yeah,
yes.
and then all of a sudden it came alive and he's going by his movie script.
Yeah.
That's all made up by me.
Yes.
That's
but
not in the show.
It nails it to a T if you want to know who this guy is.
Yeah, yeah. That's not in the show, guys. That was made up right
we
there.
We haven't been introduced to any other Vultures except the one who Nick went after in that El Camino, which that guy was supposedly his brother.
Correct, because he did mention, you know, my brother.
Me and my
he did,
brother
Yeah,
and
he
I.
said me and my
he
brother.
Tells Madison.
And
correct.
He's the one who found Charlie, the girl,
mm-hmm.
and kept, you know, brought her in as one of them. So we know the three Vultures. Charlie's one of them. Mel and what was the other one? Mel, what's his brother's name? Ennis. Ernie's choking.
The virus has hit me. I'm choking
oh, no.
over here.
I'm out.
No, Ennis, I think, is what we found out his name was.
They're like brothers or something.
But he's dead also.
He's dead. Nick killed him in the last episode.
I hope that catches you guys up to speed. The vultures are just sitting outside the stadium parking lot waiting for them to up and leave.
This is what we know. We know that they showed up, and they're just waiting for Madison's group to—
They infiltrated Charlie to find out people count. What they eat, how much
they're starving
food,
them
how
out.
Much
that's
guns.
What they're doing.
They are.
Yeah.
So they haven't attacked them.
No, as far as we know.
And like last episode, they try and go out and find shit, but they can't.
Right.
Vultures are ahead because they were using walkie
talkies. Five steps ahead of them all the time, and they're picking up everything, light bulbs, everything. Madison's group cannot catch a break.
And so, with that being said, we're getting flashbacks.
Yes.
We're getting now shots. So, we got to try and piece it together. So, that's what we've been trying to do for you guys. On the other end, we have from Walking Dead.
Correct.
He's the one who joined the show.
Yes.
And that's Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be alone, but they won't let him.
Right.
He ran into the cowboy, whose real name is John.
Yes.
John is searching for his lady.
Right.
That's all we know, is that one day she up and left, but she has his other gun.
Yes.
He thinks she still loves her, and he wants to find her.
Yeah.
So when we say the cowboy and the karate man, that means
Morgan and John.
Morgan and John.
Yeah.
They got picked up by Althina, who they call Al.
Right.
And that's the videographer who wants to videotape everybody's story.
Yes.
And this is my theory of this is what Walking Dead is we're hearing the stories that she has.
Yeah, and make, again, to recap, and I thought this is like one of the most brilliant theories I've ever heard in Walking Dead, is that because of Morgan, now Althina knows Rick's story because of Morgan. And it could be Morgan's point of view.
And now they've ran into Strand, Alicia, Lucy, Nick, and
ties it all in
that side. Yeah. Correct.
So as viewers, we're watching what Al is pretty much video recording. And
that's how we get our flashbacks.
Yeah, that's why we're not following, as viewers, any other groups but these two.
This is it.
Yeah.
So we know the vultures were there. And see, so that's the thing. This vultures and them at the stadium, that's all past.
Yes.
Because when we caught up with Strand, Alicia, and Lucy, and Nick, they've aged.
Mm-hmm.
They have huge backpacks on. They're not clean, which we know was all there. And then we learn about the vultures in this. Our other theory, too, is that, okay, Nick is dead, and I'm still going with Madison's dead.
Yeah.
I still think that she's dead. We get her in the episodes because, again, we're
flashing back,
relieving the story.
Right.
So
That's
where we're at, guys. We'll be getting into season 4, episode 4. I hope that catches you up to speed, and we'll get into what happened this episode after this quick break.
Hey, Paul, what I was thinking is that we need to cut a promo.
Yeah, I've been working on some ideas. It's just I don't really know where to go with it exactly. What if I got like a filter where we could just kind of talk normally and we can have kind of a script, but then I can like filter it so that one of us will have one kind of voice and then one will have the other.
I want to put my request. Make me as Freddy Krueger. Can you do that?
Maybe instead of the voices, what if we tried to like write a skit, develop a whole thing, and we have a backstory? But I don't know. That might be kind of too long. So
like screeching cars and explosions and fireworks and
yeah. Well, what about?
I like it.
Maybe instead of doing a filter, we could just like reach out to Robert Englund himself and maybe he can just record a promo for us sometime. Do you think? We might have to like raise some money.
We can do a Kickstarter and we could just throw it out to like Robert Englund and just all kinds of actors and I think people will do that.
I think.
Sure. Why not?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe we're overthinking this whole thing. How about if we just tell people where to find us?
I like that.
You can find us at Who Will Survive on iTunes, Stitcher, on the Legion Podcast Network, and on the Raw Live and Unedited Podcasting Network. Also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name.
Oh, wait. Can we do it underwater with piranhas killing me?
That would kind of be brutal.
And if that doesn't work, then you can do the regular promo.
All right. Well, just get in the water and I'll go get some fish.
All right, cool.
All right, guys, we're back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Podcasting Dead. I am the Fallen Fed. I'm here with Darth Moocher.
Hello.
And we're going over season 4, episode 4, Buried.
Yeah.
So, Marco, man, getting into this one, I honestly didn't like it.
Now, here's my initial thoughts of this
one.
I got angry at our cast because when we get into this, at the very end, I got to that point where I'm exhausted of fighting other camps.
Uh-huh.
Well, and when we describe this thing, it's going to be this hell-bent revenge plot again. We're getting to this revenge. I got to go kill him. And it's right. Like, you can't stop. And I'm talking about Alicia Strand and Lucy.
Yes.
You know, because Nick's dead now.
And that's confirmed.
Unfortunately, because what did we say last episode? We said
you never know.
Well, we said nobody's dead until they're shot in the head or they come back as a zombie.
Correct.
Well, that Alicia stabbed Nick in the head so he doesn't come back. So
I thought it was Lucy.
Was it Lucy?
I think it was Lucy.
Okay. Well, he got
one of them. He definitely got it
in
the head.
And that was like the beginning of the
it was the
thing, right?
Right, so, in the episode.
Right there, I just looked and everybody, I was like, okay, well, Nick's dead. He's
right.
Officially dead. And I put that in my head already. Now, this episode, again, and maybe it's working. It's making me angry. You know, making me angry because I don't know the end game yet. We're four episodes in this season, and we had the most important death on a scene, episode three, in episode three, and then we're going to kind of like reverse engineer it all the way back.
Right.
So the mid-season finale is going to have this big, hopefully, this
That's
big
what
epic
we keep
thing.
Saying, right.
Exactly.
To bring it all together.
Yeah.
But you're right. I liked where it was going. I'm like, man, they're in a baseball stadium. We've even talked about this
right.
at work.
Right.
We were like, so what would you take
it's
over?
It's practical.
Yeah. You know, and that was good. I was already going to take over work, but then I saw this and I'm like, okay, I'll take over Mavericks. That's fine.
Where we live, we have that glass factory that's abandoned.
Oh, the one right
gated.
There on Jasmine.
Yeah, it's gated. It's got a tower.
That's going to be yours?
That's mine.
Okay, so I'll get Mavericks. You get that. We'll share.
Well, yeah, we'll
We're
cross
right in the middle.
Trade.
We need somebody in Apple Valley then to go take something so that we run it.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have Chris take one of the mansions out there,
there
or
you go.
Something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Up in the hills.
Okay, so that's what we get. And so with that, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, man, this is so practical, and we've jumped forward. Look at how they're living.
Yeah.
Then the introduction of the vultures. Man, so what are they going to do? Then you're right. We get this death and everything.
Right.
So that's why I didn't like this episode, because immediately now they're sitting there, and I was sad, and this is how we get into it, is that they're an Al SWAT thing, and all Al ever wants is your story.
Yeah.
Tell me your story, and I'll do whatever
you want.
It's like
she won't go away until you talk to her.
And I wonder, though, what she will do for a story.
Well, right.
Hey,
I get you. I see what you're saying.
I wonder. I got
lots of stories.
I can talk forever. I used to do podcasts.
I've seen
everything.
A lot of movies.
Okay, so that's all she wants.
Yes.
So we get the video shots where you know that she's recording.
Yes.
And then it will cut to her.
Correct.
But first we get all three of them saying that it was their fault.
Yeah,
this wouldn't have happened to Nick. It was all our fault.
Yes.
Each one says, this is my fault.
Yeah, because
this
they're
my fault.
They're going to the place, I guess, the Al and then are taking Alicia Strand and Lucy to the where the banners, where they found the big building, like the vultures, right? They're taking them to that from the last episode.
Yes.
And so now Al is sitting there and she's asking him, look, do you want to talk about it? If not, no worries.
Right.
And all three of them are just like kind of like spilling their guts to her. And we kind of cut through to Lucy saying a version, and then Strand saying a version, and then
Alicia saying a version.
And now these are different stories, and each one of them started with, I shouldn't have done this, or we shouldn't have gone out
this
that day.
This is what caused everything.
Yeah, like this event just kind of snowballed this domino effect into where we're at now, and now Nick's dead. And, you know,
okay,
again,
so you
none
do
of them are mentioning Madison, too, which is kind of weird, too. So
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, let's do Strand.
You want to do Strand first?
Let's do Strand first.
Okay, so cut back to the stadium, and all we know about the stadium is now they're at a point where there is no food.
Yeah.
And Madison has them going way far out, far out. They're even eating the cow meal, what is that called? Whatever you would feed the cows.
Yeah. With syrup or
Cole,
something, right?
The gay guy, is the one who even makes a point of saying, shouldn't we be eating the cows before we eat their food?
Right.
I agree to that.
I agree to that, too.
But I don't know.
I've seen Survivor Man. And
Madison
I mean,
comes in and
says
nobody dies. Anything moving doesn't die today. Okay, so I get it.
Damn it.
So she sends everybody out on a really far, far away to go get something. That's how where these stories come from.
Right.
So they're saying it's this day.
Yes. This is the day that changed everything.
As we break away into the other stories, the only thing that we get from Madison was she watches the vultures, and they pull up with another run and pull out all of this army food. Did you notice that?
Yes.
There was cases and cases. Even the fact the guy waves at her, which is probably who we know as Mel, our hipster dude.
The leader.
Cooking fucking hot dogs on a barbecue and ask her.
He radios
He's like, can I talk to you? Yeah.
He radios her in and says, "Do you have any relish?"
Fuck her.
And it's just like God a mental damn. Torture, right?
Yeah,
Madison's
it is.
Pride, her pride.
Yes. Because,
okay, we should mention too, both groups have offered to join or offered the other one to join them. Madison has offered the Vultures to join, and the Vultures offered Madison to join.
Yes.
And each of them said no. And
correct.
Madison, and again, it's that pride thing, and we don't know these people, but that's on the table. And they right. both say to each other, the offer still stands.
Yeah.
You know, but they just, again, the guy, they're starving in there, and he's cooking hot dogs on the grill.
And asked for fucking relish.
And he asked her for relish. That's a mind fuck if
it
there
is.
He was.
It,
that's
it is.
Vicious.
So much it worked because she goes out there
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
Just to confront him.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe smell the weenies?
Maybe.
I don't know. I would have.
Yeah, maybe,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take one.
I'm full. Right. He offers
exactly.
her one.
Exactly.
You want one? And she's
yeah.
like, no.
Yeah, no. No, thanks. I'm pretty
sorry.
Full on that.
I would have ate it with my back turned to you guys. I would have been throwing my hands in there and everything. Like, I was just going off on him, but I would have been eating that. Yeah. So much.
Yeah.
God, I would have been looking for a tortilla. Nobody has a tortilla. Give
yeah.
me a weenie and tortilla. That's my
I
would have
said, yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah.
There's no pride there. I'm hungry.
Okay, so that's all we know with them.
Yeah.
That is it. So, Strand. Strand gets to go out with his new love interest, which is Cole,
right.
Who has been wanting to go out with him. Mm-hmm. Now, the only way that I say love interest is because the way they talk is Strand makes a comment to him later saying, you don't know how it was before I met you.
Right.
So, it seems to me
yeah.
they share a little something.
Oh, yeah. No.
They must have.
Strand knows Cole.
Yes.
Cole's gay. And
yes.
so does Cole know Strand's gay. They know they're gay.
Well, and everybody else is eating because they kept asking
and they all,
him.
Exactly. Even
why
I think
don't you
Mattis,
want to take him?
Yeah, I think
yes.
somebody even mentioned, like, yeah. he seems like a nice guy kind
correct.
Of attitude. So,
correct.
Yeah.
So they run out and they hit a, what was this? Like a, that's the only one part that I didn't know where they were.
Yeah, they were just, I
it
think
it was a
just,
greenhouse.
Yeah,
huge with
yeah.
cactuses.
That's right. They were in a greenhouse with
cactuses,
the plants.
Cactuses, and mm-hmm. they found some, which I'm sorry, I don't know about plants, but he pointed to one. He said, see, food.
Right.
We're good.
Yeah.
And as they go to grab a cart, that causes noise. And this was another cool, as Rich always loved, was our zombies in fear.
Right.
I did love this. We're still getting cool zombies in fear, different than
the
Walking
Cactus
Dead proper.
Zombie.
Cactus. And did you catch his cheesy line at the end?
Oh,
tell
no.
me you caught it.
I probably was laughing, so no,
and
I didn't
I
catch
loved
what he say.
Okay, so they get attacked by yeah. the cactus zombies who have needles just coming out of their arms,
yes.
face. That's so that... You know, obviously you've seen it that when you push a zombie off, you're touching them.
Right.
So now it's getting in them.
Yeah.
Now Cole is filled with the needles and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
He doesn't seem too prone how to fight him either.
Right. Kind of
Strand's over here and has to save him.
Cole
did you
is,
notice that?
He's weak in hand-to-hand combat. That's why
correct.
He always has the rifle on himself.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. He does. He's always
yeah.
carrying that rifle.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not even loaded either.
Probably not. He
right.
probably never even shot
I'm serious.
It.
Serious.
So.
Right. So then he says that, and he tells Strand thanks, and as it cuts away to the next scene, you hear him say, pricks. Right, yeah. I was
okay.
like, that's so B-horror movie.
It
that
is.
Was great.
It is. I like that.
I felt, as I've always said before, how they always call back to old zombie
yeah.
movies,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? I totally felt that that was.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even show him. It cut
right.
away,
right.
and all you heard in the background was, pricks.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yes.
I like I said, I probably was laughing so hard just because the like you said, the makeshift of the zombies that these guys
yeah.
use.
Yeah.
It's like, here it is. I could put a label to them. These are the cactus zombies. You
yeah,
know, the,
it was. It was perfect. So yeah. that was their attack. And then Strand says, I need to take you somewhere.
Right.
And good old Strand being Strand. Motherfucker hasn't changed as much as he
this,
says.
This is character, man.
It
is it embedded
is.
In him.
He rolls up. He opens up a truck that he has parked somewhere hidden, and it's full of food and supplies. He said what? Enough for...
He said this will last us 2 months.
2 months. That's okay. That's what I thought as well.
Or the community
one day. Yeah, 2 months. And he offers Cole, let's go.
Yeah. And he's
it's
like,
time for us to leave.
Exactly. Like he's, you know, and I appreciate that in Strand, but he hasn't grown. He doesn't care about friends, or maybe he's just too afraid of having anybody get close to him. So, but he does offer, look, you got Cole as your companion.
Right.
And then you got food and stuff. And then those two as it makes sense on paper to
yeah.
run away with that food. And you, like I said, you
yes.
got somebody and go try to survive or whatever.
Right.
You know, the whole sense of fearing to be a part of a community is Strand's problem.
Yes.
You know, because he's always been for himself since the day we met him on the show. He's always been, you know, self-preservation in mind first rather than taking care of anybody.
And so it's nice because then we get to see Cole's real character, and he's
yeah.
like, no.
Right.
We, you
Cole
can't
fights it.
Do
he's
this
like, no, you know
at
what?
All.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? just give me the keys to whatever. I'll go back to, you know, and try to save the community or try to scavenge for the community. And, you know, good luck to you kind of deal. He's like, good luck. Do whatever you have to do.
You know, the funny part is that he didn't question Victor either.
Right. He just.
You could tell he's mad. So it's obvious like he knows like. You're this guy.
Yeah, he didn't try to talk him out of
it or nothing.
Anything. Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. I think he knew from that point, this is who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how people would question, like, you're joking, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, did you find this on your own? And he says, you're telling me you've hid this.
Yeah.
You've known this is here.
For this day. For this time to come.
And you want to do this? And he's like, no, you leave. You go.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, go ahead, do your plan. I'm going to go and, like I said, fight for the community.
And we see him drive away, and then...
And Strand gets in the car, and he's just sitting there like, yeah, okay. And in my head, I'm like, all right, Strand's gone.
Right,
Or he's going to abandon Madison and them. And but then at the same time, how many times have we seen Strand do that and then come back as the hero? Like, we've seen him do that many times.
And it sucks because then nobody knows his alternative motive.
Right.
Except for that one other person that he tells.
Yeah.
But you're right. And then everybody's like, oh, Strand's such a great guy. And we're like, no, Strand's an asshole.
He always comes back. But,
yes. Yeah. Okay. So then that's Strand.
Yes.
We'll wait till the end. And then let's go into Alicia Naomi.
Yes.
Jenna Elfman.
Yes.
Old ass Jenna Elfman.
Yes. Okay. Old fine ass Jenna
Elfman.
There you
go. That's your label. That's it. Okay, so we get them and they go to a water park.
Yeah, they
and
find a water
park.
This is
the one we've been seeing in a preview.
Correct.
I see Alicia trying to open up to her, but she's still standoffish.
Yeah, yeah. Alicia,
did you get that?
Yeah, she. It's like she, you know, it's because you're, you know, when you come into people, you don't, even though they might not be vicious or whatever, you know, they're flighty or they're scared. Of course, you know.
Correct.
And the trust issue. It's almost like Alicia's like, look. I'm going here. You can follow me or not.
Yes.
And she has that attitude.
Yeah.
And the one thing I'll say before we get into it is what's scarier or more eerier than an abandoned water park?
Oh,
look how great they dressed that up.
It
or
it's
probably actually a real abandoned water park. We actually have one that's
about
30 miles away.
Yes, I know. That's
You know, and that
that's exactly what I thought
so
of.
So great. I mean, it was great.
And what do I always hate? The water zombies.
God,
that's
yes.
That's all this is. Because you know why it isn't full water? Is that half? You know, so like their face is cool because it's not in there. But then you bring up that arm that's just rotting away.
It's the smell again.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough chlorine. It didn't last that
long. No way. It's gross because you could see it on them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a great setup scene.
Yeah.
So much, too, is that you can tell that somebody built a camp there. But you know what I was thinking as well was it seems like when it hit, there was people there. Like, they didn't give a fuck. The car's in the parking lot.
Yeah, because...
To build a camp there, it seemed to me maybe a couple people.
Yeah. Like, they were
not
stuck
a full
in
camp.
The... When it's, they were stuck at the water park.
Correct.
And they were abandoned, and then they made a little community on top of one of the rides.
And
all the exit
that,
points were
the
slides. It was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the slides at that point had then filled up to the zombies being in the pools.
Yes.
At the dropouts.
Yes.
So that's what made it really scary.
Yes. You could slide down, but then you're going into a pool of zombies.
And so they blocked everything. They blocked the stairs. No way to get up.
Right.
So they realized that they have to take the slide up.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is walking backwards on a slide? I always used to look at those damn kids like, you stupid shits.
Yeah.
The ones who always want to go, I'm already fat and waiting in line. It's hot. I'm going to burn my fat legs against that
gravity
fucking slide.
Is working.
Yes.
Move away.
And then you want to... be stupid and be cool and climb up the slide.
Yeah, yeah.
It never works.
Yeah.
Come on.
And we saw their struggle. So they get to this amusement park and there's littered bodies everywhere and zombies, dead zombies or dead people or whatever. They're just all dead. And then, of course, they come to, they notice the...
the little camp, the little makeshift fort?
Yeah.
Little fort.
There was a fort up there. And, Jenna Elfman was like looking at, or Naomi, we'll call her Naomi, Jenna, because that's her name. She notices there's cars in the parking lot. She's like, this car would be great for this. It's got great gas mileage and everything. So Alicia.
No, she called out everything in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
She said.
That's right.
This car holds a lot of gas.
Yeah.
This car can run on flat tires.
Yeah.
It runs well. She called it. And then she's like, no keys.
No keys. And Alicia's like, you know a lot about cars.
And
how
she doesn't answer.
She doesn't answer. She's like, kind of like.
Yeah.
Brushes it off. Oops. So, Alicia's calculated.
Yeah.
And she's calculating, okay, but there's a little bit of information there I can use.
Correct.
You know, so anyway, and here's, as a viewer, we're setting this up. Okay, there's that car.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything in movies or TV for nothing.
Right.
So it's always going to come back to play.
Right.
Right.
And they climb up the slides. Well, first they had to get around the zombies to get to the slide. Now we got little pool zombies.
They had to wade the pool to get to the slide entrance and then climb their way up. So.
And that was hard enough.
Yeah.
Mossy, algae.
Sliding everything. All over. That's scary, man. You lose your footing. You're taking out the person behind or below you.
And zombies down below just waiting for you
because
they see you climbing up. Exactly. So they make it up there,
though. A lot of noise, too, yeah.
They make it up there. I legit got scared on that scene.
Yeah.
We had one waiting. Did you?
Yes.
It scared me.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. The one up in the
yes.
Yeah,
I haven't
the last
jumped
holdout.
To Walking Dead in quite a while, and I'm just sitting there, and
that's
that one scared me.
That's one thing they don't do is the jump scares.
No. Yeah. No. That's what I'm saying. This one was a great episode as far as that for the callbacks to zombies.
Yes.
They take care of that one, and then they find – I'm not good with guns. What was that?
Oh,
I mean, it was on a tripod. It had the barrel.
Yeah, it looked like one of those helicopter guns that they
had. It did. Yeah.
In the helicopters and lean over like in World War and like Vietnam War, those kind of guns. I don't know
Arnold
what they're called
to show
either.
Up. Stay cool, you know, something.
Slug it over his back. Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, they find that with all the with Browns, you know, and of course they're looking for food and they don't find any food, you know,
they find a container full
because. It's perfect. You go to amusement parks for medical supplies.
Yep.
Because, I mean, come on. People get – they've got
to
have all kinds.
They don't want to get in trouble.
And they find a crate of medical supplies up there. And that was
better
than food.
Sorry. Jenna Fine-Ass Elfman, Naomi, says that her background was she was a nurse.
Correct. She got that out of her – when she's found the supplies and she goes, I found something that can actually be better than food to Alicia. And she goes, how do you know all this? She goes, well, I used to be a nurse.
Right.
And so – now we know that she was a nurse.
We knew that when she was talking to Nick as well, though.
Yeah, kind of get that hint.
He asked, what were you and what have you seen? And that's when she said she knew when it was... was it this episode or was that the last episode? Was it this episode?
I thought it was
She said, I know when people are dying, when they're not ready to be saved.
Oh, yes.
Was that down?
This was this one because was this episode. And she said something like,
Nick
I know
had,
when
oh,
people
Nick
can be.
Nick had just asked her when, because she was bandaging up Nick.
Yes.
How do you know this? That's when she said, I worked in ER.
Yeah, she's like, I know when people are too far gone to be worked on. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So they find these medical supplies and everything, but she says, hey, why don't you take a look over the edge and see
to
what
Alicia,
you see, Alicia, because maybe there's places out there.
Yeah.
What we didn't know was she found the keys in the backpack.
Yes. She found keys to that make and model.
Put some of the supplies in her backpack.
Mm-hmm.
She turns around and she's
and she
gone.
Bolted.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Saw that coming. I saw that
we
coming
did.
A mile away.
Like you said, when we see that. But then we get scary zombies again.
Yes.
Because they end up falling. And what they took the wrong slide?
Yeah, it seemed to me like that one shelter. You know how, like, have you ever been to amusement or the water parks? You go up to one place and it's got to be like three or four.
I've only
rides.
Been like twice. Again, I said I'm fat. Fat people in amusement parks don't go. I was
climbed
that fat
these
kid
for nothing. I can't even go down.
Running around, you know, my shirt's still on and everything. And then you slide down and then it gets caught over your head and you're choking because you didn't know it was that fast. That was me. So, you know, it's already a horror even without zombies.
Exactly. Yeah, so there's...
So, no, there's different slides?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, different slides. It's not the one that they climbed up on.
Because, see, at that point, it was always time for me to get a stomachache. That's when it was real high?
Yeah.
Oh, man, no, my stomach hurts.
You know, I just ate, and I really shouldn't be...
Let me go to the bathroom. I'll meet you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Ernie, what happened?
Oh, you rode the ride without me?
They wouldn't let me up.
Yeah.
They said I was cutting. Fuck these guys. Yeah. And all of them the whole time, can we go home?
I'm going to go in the wave pool.
That's all I did.
The lazy river. Yes. I'll be at the lazy river.
Where the tube still didn't fit my fat ass, but I was trying to lay in it. I was going around that lazy river like 100 times.
That's hilarious.
Always burn on your face, not on your back.
Exactly.
Fucking blissful.
I love the shirt comment.
It's true. Yeah, true stories.
Yeah, I know.
My friends are going to listen this whole time like, man, Ernie lets it all out on the show. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
So you got different slides.
So they went down the slide that had the whirlpool thing, which something I don't get in my head how it works anyway, and I would never go on that ride in the first place because it's like a big
correct.
Circle and a whirlpool. I don't
it's
know
a
how
drain.
Yeah, I'll.
It's a human drain,
exactly.
Literally.
So fuck that ride.
Yes.
But yeah. So and the drain is clogged
with
zombies.
With zombies. Yes. I mean the shit. There was no room.
There was no room and. How did they beat that? Because, okay, so in this episode, we know they cut to, because it's probably a commercial right there, and okay. We cut to, they were outside of it, so they escaped it, but they didn't show how they escaped
No,
it.
They didn't.
They just maybe they killed them, because they did have the
This is where we get a part of a story.
Correct.
Where Al wants an answer.
Right,
and Alicia
right.
doesn't give it.
Right.
When they fall down this slide to get down there, she tried to hold the barrel of the gun.
Right.
The one that has all the holes. That
yeah.
would be like
the muzzle.
The muzzle. Okay,
yeah.
the muzzle.
Yeah.
That slides off. That's why she falls.
Right.
Then she finds Naomi down in there as well, being caught.
Right.
And then she uses that to hit the head.
Correct.
As they cut back to Al making her video, they cut to, that's a weapon Alicia uses now.
Right.
And she asks her, so when'd you sharpen it?
Right.
And
exactly.
Alicia just looks at her and says, what? It was this day or whatever. They
yeah,
keep
yeah,
on
yeah.
talking about this day.
Yeah, yeah. The,
so
yeah. Mm-hmm.
that's her weapon of choice now.
Yep.
Maybe a
it's
reminder a to something.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Or that's something.
Yeah.
Again, we're getting like this season so far has been like, you watch it and you write down these little clues.
Yes.
And that the whole, you know, and that's actually a really fun way of doing this. We're talking about it now, but and we're always like, okay, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't
no.
know what's happening. We don't
to catch up to their present.
Yeah, because
we're getting tidbits.
They're really stressing about their choices that they made that day has
yes.
turned the events to everything that we've
this
known.
This is why it went bad.
Yeah. This is why it went bad. Correct.
So then we get out of there. And she realizes that she was going to take off in the truck.
Yeah, we cut to Naomi, and she's in that car
yes.
that she was describing. And, of course, there's no gas.
No.
She has the keys. No gas. And Alicia comes to the door, and she's like, yeah, you know, I'm sure I can get you some gas here. And just kind of catches Naomi off guard.
Yeah.
And
like
Naomi's like,
help
feels
me?
Guilty. He's like, ah, oh, shit. And,
yeah.
and Alicia didn't try to talk her out.
No.
She's like, hey, we can probably get some gas, and you can be
right.
on your way on attitude.
Right.
You know?
And then this is where.
And I think that's like a psychological trust thing that Alicia's doing to get Naomi to stay.
It is. I'm not
yeah.
begging you.
Right.
I kind of knew.
I can
when
help
you. When
sure.
you, I, yeah.
And,
let,
and
let
think
me
about
help you
like she did it, and so did Cole is doing it to Strand.
Yes. True.
Hey,
go ahead,
on
leave.
Your way. I'm just gonna go this way.
Leave.
Alicia's like, go ahead, but you know,
yeah.
so there's that little
tug of war. It does, and you're right. It's a mind fuck because
yeah.
it shocks you. Like, well, shouldn't she be stopping me or throwing a fit or,
right,
or
like,
something?
Yeah. I mean.
And here Alicia's like, let's find you some gas.
This is one thing that we haven't come across, even in Fear, where it's like nobody really has a choice. It's like you come up to somebody
no,
and
Rick
you
wants
rob
you
them.
To stay.
Yeah, you
right.
rob them or you force them to stay. Even if you try to leave and they're like, no, no,
right.
no, no. And it's like, you know, I always thought like, well, you're coming into, you know, MySpace. How dare you? I'm going to do whatever I want. Like,
well,
let Morgan go.
You
know,
that's
like,
what
that
I'm saying. That's
yeah.
what I was going to say. That's
yeah.
how Morgan's here.
Yeah, Morgan's like.
Because they wouldn't leave him the fuck alone.
You're invading my personal space.
Yeah.
yeah
motherfuckers,
yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to be by myself.
Just for a day.
Yeah, and they can't. Everybody. That whole being in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Exactly. So they obviously get the gas and then they go up, but they don't separate. Alicia and Naomi are together. Mm-hmm. They siphon the gas and then.
They're on their way. They get the truck.
Correct.
Which is a good truck.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of an option, too, of she has a way out.
Right.
She has that truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And this can come to into play later.
Yes.
Where we can say, man, Naomi should have ran. Strand should have ran. They shouldn't
Correct.
Have came back.
Right. And maybe that's what it is.
That could have been, too. Well,
okay.
the yeah.
So now that was it, right?
Yeah.
That's Alicia.
Right.
And
we
and
go now
Naomi.
We go to
Lucy
and Nick.
And Nick. So,
yes.
see, I told you, we still get Nick.
Right.
But we know that
see, that's the great
this
thing because when they kill a character like Nick or Carl,
yeah.
you still have them throughout the rest of the season. That's why they did it this early. Remember we questioned like episode 3 and they killed Nick. Oh my
yeah.
God, why? Well, this is why because you still get Nick.
And we
and
said
then,
that because it's probably
yeah, and then
go.
it kind of gets into the thing where you know Nick is dead
yeah.
now.
Well,
at the end,
especially
so.
With the stuff that he says.
Yeah.
Now you know in the episode and you know he's dead. Like,
yeah.
Oh fuck.
I know.
Oh man. So they're at a library?
Yeah, Nick, they're scavenging, and Nick goes, hey, I'm going to go to the library. And immediately we think about this, and of course Luciana
gets
questions because
yes.
she knows what Charlie now is back at the Vulture compound, the traitor,
yes.
the girl, the one that killed Nick eventually.
Yes.
It seems like Nick is trying to lure her back in with books again, like books.
Correct.
Children books or whatever, you know, even like the Vultures told him.
And then this is a great comment. We get
yeah.
to know why Lucy leaves. Because of this,
right.
exactly what you're saying.
Right.
What you're saying of Charlie being there with the Vultures, she mentions this
yeah.
to Nick and says, she's there. She thinks that she's right.
Right.
That's what she thinks.
Right.
That's how I was at the compound.
Yeah.
The one where she ran away.
Correct.
From them. When she learned that Homeboy was lying.
Right.
It was all lies. What we're doing here is just holding people. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, we're paying these people off
it's
on
all,
the other
it's
side.
It's all the certain point of view stuff. If whatever group that you're in, you think you're doing the right thing. So Charlie, even infiltrating the so-called Madison group,
right,
the baseball group, Charlie's probably looking at them as villains, as the
correct.
They're the enemy, and my
right.
people are the
who
you know
take
the
care
so-called
of me.
Vultures. Right. You know, exactly. So, you know, in this world, you're gonna have to expect it. So when it does hit, we're gonna have to stick together.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, and not trust a single goddamn person.
No, we're nope. just gonna shoot on sight.
I don't care if you're seven crying at me. You go back in the desert.
We'll make it fast.
Yeah. Look at the flowers.
Quick. Just look at the flowers.
We'll just
plant flowers in front of the glass factory and then a Walmart. And
yes, for real.
And just shoot. Sorry, guys.
It will be that like the Daryl scene where Rick was like, come on, he's from season two. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I don't care. He's not on our team no more.
Yeah.
So
done.
That's where you got to look at. So Lucy explains that.
Yes.
I had to go, Nick. I know where she's at. She thinks.
Right. And Nick's trying to.
It's okay.
Like, the whole reason to go into the library is like, we're putting two and together. And Nick never really says it, but he doesn't dissay it either. Right, right.
Right. She's like, you're doing this for her?
Exactly.
He doesn't.
And his excuse was, everything counts. Like, everything. We need to find.
How awesome was the poster? Him taking that down.
Yeah.
Your old cafeteria school book for sale poster.
Exactly.
Do you guys know what poster I'm going to say? Each one of you motherfuckers had it. Either in your classroom.
Right.
You bought it yourself and had it in your room. It has a cat on it. What else? That's right.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
And that's how it should. The title of this episode should have been.
It should have. Right? I thought
exactly.
of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we do the show together.
Exactly.
I did. Yeah. I was like, I looked it up.
Did you?
After I was done, I was like, okay, just for our notes of,
yeah.
what was this called?
Right.
That's the only notes I do. But yeah. I was like, what was this episode called? And I really said to myself, I was like, oh, it wasn't hanging there.
Yeah, because Barry
really
doesn't make sense. You know,
but it does.
Kinda.
It does.
Yeah.
And then that's what we'll get into in the end. I'll tell you why it was called
okay,
that.
Okay.
But it was not called hanging in there,
no,
but I
was
thought
it?
The same thing.
Yeah. So
and he rips it and she's like, that's for her.
And he's
why?
Like, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, hang in there. But yeah, he's just like, hey, everything counts in this world. Like everything that we can preserve.
Yes.
And that's how Nick was trying to get at.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that is going to be the human reaction, you know, to when things go to shit, you want
right.
to try to preserve things, you know.
So their story was a little bit more quicker.
Yeah.
Because then all we get from her, they didn't find anything. They didn't know nothing.
Now, this is what they wanted to do. Now, again, the split. Everybody had a split. Lucy wanted to leave. She said, let's get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. And she pulled out a book of maps.
She found a
like
map
like a
book.
Local area
she
map.
Found
and
a map
goes,
book. Now, did you see that? It was fucking dated.
It was it?
Yes, it said 2008.
Oh, no way.
Yes, it did.
I didn't notice that.
In a library. So either that could be the time now.
Right.
Or we know it's past 2008
right.
because libraries have the old
right.
old shit.
Right,
if
exactly.
it's still good, though, they'll keep it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was the local maps of the area.
That's
and she
still
said,
correct.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, the very front cover, that's what I noticed, said
nice.
2008.
See,
I was like, holy shit, they gave us a date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Correct. 2008.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So she founds a map, and yeah, she makes that call.
Yeah.
Of let's go.
She said,
me and you.
First page we open to, that's where we're going.
Yes.
And Nick didn't fight it, and Nick, I think they were arguing back and forth about it, you know, like, no, I think we can do she said something about the soil is rotten where we're at. We have to
yes.
go find somewhere north or
well,
whatever.
Okay, again, she was playing to his emotions.
Yes.
He's scared. We're with scared Nick now.
Well, he's using her like
traumatic Nick, and that's
right.
what he likes to do is be farmer Nick.
Yeah,
and so she says that you have no more soil. Let's go to where we can regrow,
redo everything. Exactly.
That's what starts
yeah.
clicking in his head. Like, oh, maybe you're right.
Right, right. So he lets her open the
yes.
map, and they point, and he said something to her because they go like they kind of like realize something cool about the map, and he turned around and without
yeah,
revealing,
we don't get to see
right without revealing. He says, maybe we can use this to our advantage of our situation now. So in that kind of line.
Because he said we not just us leave, but all of us leave.
Yeah. Like how about not. Yeah, exactly.
That's
like how
what
about
he says.
All of us. So
all of us leave.
Then we exactly.
And
so
she looks at kind of where she points. So we still don't
yeah.
know.
But initially, I got the sense that Lucy wanted to leave with Nick again. Just
well,
those two.
Did. No, she did. Yeah, that's what she was offering to
and,
him.
And Lucy's the one who said, when she was talking to Al, was like, this is the choice that fucked everything up. I should have never opened that book. I should have never pointed to that map. I should have never brought that up. That was the turning point. That was the very stressful.
So do you think that's what it is that they decide to leave?
Well, something triggered the events that led up to the beginning of this episode.
Okay.
And that's when Lucy even told it in the camera when we flash forward or flash back. She said, this is the turning point. This is what I shouldn't have done.
When each one of them thought that theirs was the turning point.
Right.
Correct.
But this was the catalyst or the event that triggered the chain of events to come.
And so Al says why, and the only cutback is we get down, we're back at the diamond, the baseball stadium,
right,
and we see each one come back together.
Correct.
So we get Cole, who pulls up first,
right,
and lo and behold, Strand is behind with the truck.
Well, Madison's freaking out. Where's Strand? You know, like
correct.
You know, right? And all of a sudden, yeah. And then Strand comes back with a different car, and she goes, "Oh, cool! You found a new vehicle." And Strand doesn't say anything.
No, he just looks at Cole. Cole doesn't say anything either, and then he pops a trunk.
And just
you guys did a good job, and I'm like, "Mother!" And he just looks at Cole.
Yeah,
like, still doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Yeah,
that's very.
Did
tough.
Did he reveal or no? I can't. Did he reveal?
No, he did not.
He did not.
He kept
so that's
his mouth shut.
Something maybe again that could have split Madison and him up later.
Strand's gonna have to pay that night.
Yeah,
he is. Exactly. He kept your mouth shut. He didn't say nothing.
Right.
This is gonna be open later though.
Yeah.
So
yes.
With that, then we get Alicia and Naomi.
Yes.
And they look at all these medicals, and we get that's where we see Naomi with the truck.
Right. They're saying we don't have food, but we have medical supplies. And again, Madison's
that's
like there taking inventory. And she's just kind of like, and this is kind of like an out in the open, and they're doing it loud and boisterous. Like, you know, look, we'll be all right. These vultures out there ain't got shit, you know, so.
Which is still crazy for our Madison that we know, crazy psycho ass bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out there and kill them
all right now. It's pride.
And then we get Nick and Lucy who show up, and he has the idea and he shows her.
Yeah.
He says, look, we can do this.
Yes.
We go all the way out here.
I guess it was Nick showed Madison the map.
Right.
And said, what if we go further than the vultures are looking?
Yes.
We're
further
calling them vultures.
Further than anybody's been.
Yeah, we're still calling them vultures. I don't think they're calling them vultures yet. But anyway, he said, what if we go way out here, but keep the baseball
stadium? Oh, you're
right.
The future is where we hear vultures.
Yeah, we're just referring to them as the other group out there.
Correct.
So Nick explains to Madison, what if we go like so far out, but keep the stadium? Like we could still live here, but what if we plant way out there? Mm-hmm. And I guess when the time comes, we get up and go. Like we do this on the down low.
Right.
Thinking that we'll be starving out and these guys will think that we're being starved out. But in the meantime, we'll all leave, go to another point and they can have this place. So it's either two.
And we'll be ready to live there.
Correct. So it's either or. It's either they're going out, bringing food back where the vultures can't see, and they're going to keep the baseball stadium, or they're going to kind of plan and wait and then just leave and then let them take over.
That's right, and it's a good plan.
Because the baseball stadium is a secure location. You don't want to give that up, and that's what Madison is fighting for in my head so far.
And when you say it like that,
it
makes sense.
Yeah.
Because then you have to go, but you're secure and ready for another area.
Right.
And then when they cut away on the map and they showed that it was Alexandria, that was crazy. I'm just kidding.
That's
and all
far,
of a sudden,
man.
Now everything's
damn,
tied together.
That's like a two-day drive there, two-day drive back. wouldn't that be like the shit, though?
Yeah, I'm all bullshit. In the next episode, they're knocking on the gates to Rick.
Well, because Alexandria is not in Atlanta. It's in Maryland or something, right? Isn't it? It's up. Because they went by the White House.
They show it.
They went by D.C.,
They showed it on the map. Yeah. We got to
Virginia.
See
Virginia?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, they're in Virginia.
Because he says that.
Yes.
He says, I was from L.A.,
right,
then Virginia, and now here.
Right.
So that's where we get.
Yes.
So with that being said, we get all that. This is their story and everything. Now then comes the part that why I didn't like the episode. Mm. And this is where I said, okay, we need to record because we got into a little disagreement. All of a sudden, they're saying, stop, and are you sure this is it? We find out that they have given the cowboy coordinates on where to go.
Yes.
And it's in the middle of the field, and they jump out. Yes, this is it.
Yeah.
And they start digging up, which seems to be a buried.
Well, Morgan says, is this where – why here? Why are you going to bury Nick here? And they don't say anything, and you got Lucy, Strand, and Alicia just digging –
like crazy.
Yeah, they're just digging and all, and you're sitting there going, man, this is why, like I said, this is my stuff where I don't like. It's like, these guys aren't a threat to you anymore. It just, let's try to like work things out and communicate. This being silent, and
you have three people here willing to help you.
Yeah. You know, the being silent and
how hard
and
is that?
Suspicious is just, it gets old because, again, we've had how many seasons of this?
Correct.
So.
And what we get is a whole shitload of weapons.
Yeah, they pull out a weapon cache.
So as I think about it, was it their weapons that they had there?
They had to.
So did they leave? But this is where I'm saying, was it because they then Morgan questions it and says, what the hell?
Right.
You don't care about Nick?
Yeah, like Nick is rotting in our van.
He says it. He says that. Yeah. Your brother is in there dead. Yeah. You said you were going to bury him, and this is what you're after is revenge?
Right.
And Strand gets excited, pulls out a paper, and says on the brother was the coordinates where they're supposed to meet. So now they know where the vultures are going to be. Then Al looks at them and says, was this all bullshit?
Right.
And he's like, well, we needed to get here. That's what I'm saying pissed me off. So was everything that we got told, was that true or not?
I don't think so. I think it was I don't think they were lying. I think what they were talking about, the events. Now, when Al was questioning
them. See, because that's what pissed me off when they say that. I'm like, so everything we just watched was bullshit? Like, that doesn't count?
Yeah, no, I.
Or it was true?
I hope not. I hope not. I think it was true, and we'll have to, I guess we'll have to see more meaning behind why she called bullshit on them. Why did Al say that, first off? Like, why would she say that?
She said the whole time, and he said, you want a story? There's a story.
Yeah, like, maybe they were just given a story and then they weren't given her the whole story. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
So I try to think about it because I said, why would they give us a whole episode of bullshit?
Right.
Okay. So the only thing that I could think of then that's bullshit was their emotion. Because every time we cut to the camera, the tear was coming out of the eye.
Or
the staring into space.
Right. Or you know? They were just saying, maybe they were saying like half of what they, you know, wanted to say. Maybe it's like, oh, here's what I did this day. Here's what I did today, and then these things start coming out as far as, like, this is the day that shouldn't have happened kind of attitude. And when Al came to him, I didn't understand it too much when they jumped out and they started grabbing guns, and Al questioned him saying, so this is all bullshit, and then Strand saying, well, whatever it is, we had to get here. Maybe
that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
and then she
just
says,
using,
so it was all bullshit?
They're using each other, obviously. You know, they need vehicle. They need a wheels. They need to get to the vultures. They can't do it on foot. You know what I mean? Maybe the companionship was bullshit.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just didn't like that answer because it makes me think.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have
and
to.
And what I got, her videotaping them was that the whole, everything they said was bullshit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It
is
doesn't
when she
make
said it's
sense.
Bullshit.
It doesn't make sense for the episode to be a throwaway episode.
That's
just
why I said
to,
I didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, okay, so really all you said wasn't true?
No, I'm hoping that's not the case, and I don't get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they pull this out, and they say, we have to go after them.
Right. So this is why I don't like the episode.
If it's not bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of coolness to this.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, we're going after another group.
Right.
But we don't know what happened yet.
Right.
So it may be justifiable, because we've only had,
exactly,
which was these four, and now Nick's dead.
Yeah.
But I'm with Morgan. They're right now at this point, they're not even caring that Nick's dead.
Right. Morgan
because
had to bring him
to,
back to reality for a second.
Morgan had to push them to bury him.
Yeah.
Why don't you bury him next to this tree?
Yeah.
Like, hello?
Right.
Because they weren't. They were, let's go. We
got
to go.
Yeah, they got the weapon cache, and they were hell-bent on getting to where they needed to do to cause another war, the three of them, you know?
Correct. So we get that, and then, okay, so as they're loading up, this is when the cowboy sees the backpack.
The backpack.
And he freaks.
Said that belonged to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Do you know in this episode,
yeah,
I said to Corinne, and I said,
did you?
I wonder if that's his girl. Just the way that she was on the escape.
I gotcha.
You know, she knew the truck. She,
right,
like, she always has to go.
Right.
You know, because it reminded me of how Lucy kind of ran away and then what she says.
You're right.
So I did kind of call that. I thought it was far-fetched, but then we get it. So we realize Naomi's not her name.
Right.
What did he say? He said it.
Oh, my
damn
God.
It. He only said it once.
This is how I interpret it. I don't think he knew her name. He just described, he goes, did you see a girl? She had a gun like this. And then he goes, oh, Naomi was her name. So that was her name. So maybe she did give him a fake name.
Gave Cowboy a fake name?
Yeah, maybe he gave Cowboy a fake name and he goes, because she goes, what was...
He did say that, you're right.
Because he asked what was her
he
name.
He did say that.
Exactly.
Oh, so that was her
he
name.
He opened the backpack and found the gun, the
he
matching
did,
gun.
The one he was saying. And then we get a shot to her yeah. of putting it in there.
So guess what?
Wrapping
the
it up.
The bag is
in
the weapon cache.
Yes.
No Naomi. The
right.
three of them, the only ones we... Or the four at before Nick was the only ones we followed. No Madison. No Naomi.
No.
Okay. They said something, mentioned... I think Alicia did say she's dead. Now, she said he's dead because, you know, she told me. Yeah, she's dead. But could that just be to throw him off the trail?
Because that was her next. She said, come with us and we'll show you who
Correct.
Did it.
Correct. That's what
now,
I'm
see,
saying.
See, this is what
it's
I find hard. That's what I'm saying. That's what I found hard because we got the circus hipsters
yeah.
who sat there for that long. This is a time period.
Yeah.
We know that from the last time we saw and they're down to nothing now, that just doesn't happen. This is a time period.
It seems
so
like,
they've been sitting out there waiting.
Yeah.
Then if they're weak or going out, then why didn't they slowly start killing them then?
Exactly. And why did Charlie kill Nick?
Okay. Yes.
So there's
I
a
said
big
that.
Question. They weren't violent.
Everybody's saying, oh, I can't believe she didn't know. She was right there. How could she not know was Nick?
It's go back and watch it again because it is plain as day.
I can't believe I did it.
Yes.
That was her look.
Exactly. So this is the whole thing. There was almost like a two turning points here. Like, well, we have our Madison group who was armed to the teeth and didn't fight the vultures when they're standing outside. But now the remaining are hell bent on killing them. We know who they're going after. And then we have the whole question of why did Charlie fire the gun at Nick? What happened on both ends to turn both groups to fight each other when the vultures are supposed to just sit back and pick the remainings?
Nick was hell-bent on
hell-bent,
on,
man.
On
this was a 180, all of them. Like I said, even like to a point where you can say that the vultures did a 180 also.
Right.
You know, they must have gotten to some sort of war or something turned, something happened. And
something happened.
And the key is Madison.
So
the
I'm saying
key
it,
is Madison.
It could be justifiable. I know you're pissed about it. Like, are you serious?
Well, I'm just...
It's the same because it's the same story.
Yeah, it's just the whole running to war, the three of them running to war and how it left. And okay, I guess we can kind of.
But Morgan was you, though. So you are Morgan at this point because Morgan is so against it. He knows what they want and he's asking why. Why do you guys have to do this? He knows what's ahead.
Correct.
Here's Morgan, you on the other side of it's not going to end well. You guys are so hell-bent. Why do you have to?
Yeah, there's no
This is where he brings up Nick's laying there dead.
Yeah.
You're not even worried about burying him. You're worried about going to go get these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And it sucks it does, but I am intrigued what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Is Madison dead?
Well, or maybe they have her. Maybe they captured her. And that's why Nick was after the whole time. Maybe it wasn't just revenge. It was try to get Madison back and Naomi back. And maybe
but I can't because I think Nick's first words are, where the hell is
that's
she?
That's true, too. I think it means more, again, with the progression of this season and the story and everything, Nick being gone, I don't want Madison out there, but she has nobody to take care of. Like I said, Alicia, she ain't take care of Alicia. Lee take care of herself. I think that... Something dramatic.
She's not even going to hug Alicia. She's going to be like, where's Nick?
Exactly.
Where's Nick?
Oh, shit.
Where's my Nick? And she'll just start slapping the shit out of Alicia.
Yeah. You let your brother die.
Yeah. This is your fault.
But they do bury Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, they finally have a moment of clarity and say, okay, they bury him. And then they're like, okay, get your guns. Let's go. And
they offered it.
Well,
them, you need
Al,
to take us.
They kind of blackmailed Al because, well, not blackmail, but. Fed on her weakness.
Morgan's standing there. No.
Yeah, Morgan's like, I ain't going nowhere.
No.
The cowboy is like, or John, like, I'm going to stay with Morgan kind of attitude. And then they told Alice, like, can you give us a ride? And she's like, at first, you know, kind of like standing there, I don't want to be a part of this. And they said, we'll talk your ear off. We'll tell you everything.
And,
oh, no. They told her, don't you want to see how this ends?
And we'll tell you everything.
And that's like, you know,
to her, she needs to.
That's gold for her, and
right.
She's, and so they drive off. Alicia, Strand, and Lucia, Luciana, and Al drive off, and Morgan and John are standing there with buried Nick.
Yes,
and that's how that episode ends.
Yeah, There's a lot there.
Again, my first initial thing was, God, another just run off and shoot them up and more war and more body count. And when is it going to be something different? That's why it's like I'm so excited with The Walking Dead to try to is where the comic books are going with this big, you know,
the government exact thing. Okay.
That's where, you know, 10 years of this now.
Right.
We've been going on for 10 years and the body counts are it's not fading away. Anyway, that's again my initial thought, but I'm so intrigued on where what went wrong at the baseball stadium. I'm so intrigued on why did Charlie
kill Nick?
You
just said 10 years.
Yes.
And I said the thing said 2008.
2008, right? 10 years ago.
So 2018. So they're in now? They're in the time of now.
They have to be.
Holy, yeah, you
exactly,
just said it.
Exactly.
So if you remember, if the apocalypse hit 2008,
yeah,
and we've been 10 years, that's
remember,
2018.
The showrunners don't put anything in these series or whatever for a reason. They don't put it in there unless it means something.
Correct.
So when they found the map and it said 2008,
right,
that's when they didn't have no new maps, obviously. There's no new maps. That could have been the latest and greatest date.
Right.
2008 was there for a reason. So... that makes a lot of sense.
It does. It does, because we could kind of get a time period.
Yeah,
I
don't think, in our time, it's been 10 years. I don't think the show, in the time frame of the show, is 10 years. I think it's only been a few years.
No, as far as our comic book, though.
Right.
So we can get it saying of if this has been a few years
even,
there.
Like, even in when we've been watching since 2008, I don't think it's been 10 years since Rick was shot. Myself, I don't know.
Right.
Has it been 10 years in the show, Rick was shot to now? You know what I mean? To Carl's death kind of stuff. So that's something that we have to analyze one day. How
old was Carl when he died?
Yeah,
how old was
maybe.
He
I
when
think
he
was, eight
was
or
a
nine?
Kid?
8 or 9?
Was
when
it? I thought
first
it was,
started? Maybe younger?
I did. I thought and it was a little bit younger. I thought it was 6, 7.
So I guess then I would be 10 years. He was like 16, 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe that
nice
tells us.
Period, but we did. I mean, we're seeing that it was 2008.
But maybe that's a confirmation of telling us this is how many years in The Walking Dead and Fear has gone by.
So are we going to get separate stories now of the Karate Man and the Cowboy?
That would be our wish.
And Al and the crew. Right, like just 5 episodes of them.
I think, catch up
with the aftermath.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen
That'd
is that
awesome.
They're going to go up. Maybe we'll see this more of a... maybe John Dory is not going to believe that Naomi's dead.
I don't think he does.
And they're going to go find out.
I don't think he does. He
right.
wants to go search for
And Morgan's
going to
help him because I think Morgan still needs him. You know
they
what I mean?
Do.
Like they, I don't think – as much as we want those two to have their own show.
Yeah.
You know,
Morgan
I
still wants to be by himself.
Exactly.
He says it.
Exactly.
But I don't think Cowboy's going to let him go at
no,
all.
No.
I think it is going to be a search for the girl.
Morgan
we
did
find
reiterate
clues.
This episode too. I'm still gone. Like he still
yes.
– John asked him, are you still going? He goes, yeah, the plan is still when this leg is healed, I'm out.
Yes.
And, you know, this would be kind of cool. If Fear the Walking Dead did this, where Morgan left The Walking Dead, came here, and now we see the finalization of the cast of Nick and Matt, everybody there. And then maybe that goes to a resolution. And then season 5, Morgan, it's still his journey.
Yes.
So we can go somewhere else and see some other group.
Somebody on the tape.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
We still need that answer of all those other tapes.
Yeah, she's been around.
Oh, yeah, she has.
Oh.
We don't know where.
Yeah.
I don't know. She may have had long hair before that short haircut.
Exactly.
So she's been around. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She has a lot of tapes. We don't have anything to answer that. We know she was freaked. Again, they don't show us anything without for a reason. So we still don't have confirmation of what the box was called.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, she was after them for this story.
Mm.
Obviously, I believe she's going to have to catch up with the cowboy. And the Karate Man again to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sure that we're going to get a split episode, a few.
But what if they all die and it's just, again, like I've said, her telling the story to Morgan after.
That could be it.
This is what
happened.
That's
what I'm saying. It could be that thing where we followed Morgan from Alexandria to here.
Yes.
Everybody dies.
Right.
Or we get the resolution of this cast.
And we go into the next.
You know, because, that was
where she tells him, you have no idea where I came from.
Yeah, I don't know if you read it because the episode that we talked about last time was Nick's death. And I don't know if you read the interview of the actor who played Nick and said that it was his. He begged, or he went to the writers and told them, "Look, I need to leave the show." Right. And he asked them, "Can you kill me off?" And they found a way to kill him off. And that actually wrote this season. That helped write the season. Nick was in his mind. He was saying, or the actor,
okay,
he doesn't know where else Nick is going to go as far as a character. He's already went through the struggles, did all these things, and now he's like kind of like doing this loop, and he figured this would be a great time for him to, you know, die on the show.
He was the best on-scene crackhead that there ever was, though.
That's what I thought.
He was the epitome of crackhead.
But if you want to do something different than Walking Dead, then you do what we just said. We see Morgan coming from here, tying in this group. We see Al is the reporter reporting on everything.
Okay.
At the end of this group, everybody either dead or went on their own way.
Correct.
And now we saw season five should be something different, but with one of those two characters, either Al or Morgan.
Still be Morgan. That'd be cool.
But Al would confirm our theory about her documenting.
Well, we need Morgan to go back to Walking Dead to get the end of Rick's story.
Right.
Or we need somebody else to
or
show
Al
up.
Going there.
Yeah, because he spills everything.
Right.
And now we know the aftermath.
Yeah, maybe she heads east after this.
Correct.
Maybe she was on her way east.
Correct.
And she got stuck here.
Correct. Nah, it's going to come full circle.
Yeah.
It is. I'm telling you, her tapes are the Walking Dead stories that we know.
Yeah.
It's going to be break off, everything.
Therefore, fear can really change as a series.
We're going to get one day a scroll past the thing that says the governor on it. I'm serious, and we'll, you know.
That's right.
That's how we had his mini book beforehand, because that was her.
Right.
Her tale. Right. So that's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, I'm excited where this is going. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I get angry at certain things because certain themes tend to repeat.
Right.
And therefore, like I said, my initial reaction is like, when they ran off, like, we got guns and we're going, and I'm like,
come with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, don't follow them. Let them go. Let Strand, Alicia, and Lucy go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Let's see what Morgan does. You know?
I know.
I've always
said. But hopefully we get the both, like we're saying.
I've always said Morgan was always my favorite character since day one.
Really?
Day one, because of that. I think it was season three when they found Morgan again when he lost his mind.
Yes.
That solidified it with me with the actor, of course.
Oh,
but
and I totally forgot to mention last week that you're saying that season.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to mention the little nods that they give to Walking Dead 2.
Yes.
When Nick offered him a protein bar.
Yes.
And he says,
that's right.
You like peanut butter protein bar?
He goes, yes,
and
I
he
do.
Just giggles and laughs. I was like, oh, fuck.
That was great.
And kids were like, what? I'm like, ugh.
Before
Michonne ate his.
Yeah, he's right.
You have no idea.
before you wrap this up, I do want to ask this question, and maybe the listeners or we can ponder this, is that there's one character that we haven't seen or mentioned, and it's Daniel. Daniel Salazar.
Okay.
We don't know.
Rich doesn't give a damn about him.
He doesn't.
So she won't care.
I like Daniel a lot, but he was on the dam when it blew up also.
Yes, he was, and he came full circle to getting that point to retaking over. And we haven't seen him yet.
Did he survive? Are we going to get one of those little one episode backstories of what happened to Daniel? The dude doesn't die.
What did you?
He didn't burn. He didn't burn. You know, down in the when he set the barn on fire, he didn't die. Then the guy doesn't die.
Fuck so, Marco.
I'm just questioning. Like,
did the box say Dan?
No, it said the box. No, I didn't. The only one I caught was either the bog, and then we mentioned
bog or boy or whatever.
I thought,
but was it
boy,
Dan?
No.
Bog. If you look and there was something over it, that D could actually be that B could actually be a D. The O could be an A, and the G, instead of going under that N, could be an N with something else, like an underline under
saying.
It.
Maybe the bog is where Daniel's at.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they find the tapes and look, and that's when we'll get Daniel's backstory. It's got to be in those tapes.
Oh, to see that she picked up Daniel?
Or
right.
Came across them or something. But you're right.
The daughter, wasn't the daughter?
The daughter's dead. She turned into a zombie, and Daniel had to shoot
her.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like I said, Daniel didn't die before. He burned down the goddamn house, and he was alive.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That was one thing where I was just kind of like, wait a second. Something's
missing.
That's
because he's walking around with a rattlesnake tail. He drinks nothing but holy water. He's good.
That's cool, man. I'll take that, Daniel.
Remember, he showed himself right in front and did the whole sacrifice with the lightning and everything.
Right, right.
Jesus has got his back all
exactly.
the way through. So we should get a Dan story. He's going to show up as the next priest, like Gabriel, in his own church
right.
with people. I don't know. We do. Yeah. We need to know about him because he is missing.
It's just one of those things
no,
that I just
missing.
Thought, yeah.
You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. You know, he obviously is not with the group.
No.
And he was a big part of the last season. And they could have just wrote him off. He's dead. You know, just like all the biker gang guys that were on the dam, you know, with him, because he was standing right there on it, you know.
The
Nick
biker
was
gang?
Too. But Nick,
you mean
Nick,
the start of the Saviors?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Saviors 2.0
right.
or 1.
Uh-huh.
Point, or 1 point 5 or something.
0.5. Saviors 0.5.
Right. We'll get off a little tangent there, a little soapbox, but again, maybe on those tapes we'll, because Nick went through them, he was being nosy, and he got Morgan's story, and we showed us that. That's a, maybe that happens later on in the season also where
correct.
Maybe someone snoops and we see, this is Daniel.
I'm loving so, the idea of this yeah, yeah. is her, and this is what we hear to hear about so many.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and okay, if they start searching for Daniel, I would love to see a fast forward of somebody who we picked up.
Yeah.
You know, on the way of that would actually tie in.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll have
we
to see.
Wanted so much of what was his name? Big Red.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Yeah.
We wanted so much of Abraham.
Yes.
He did tweet another one.
Did
he just tweeted a thing again 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Saying waiting for that new TV spot to open up or something. And I'm like,
they come across Abraham.
That's what I'm saying.
Like before.
Because they could. The Abraham
yeah.
before.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
girl has tapes. There's so much possibilities
right.
to it to see something. So, you know, that's what I'm saying of how
well,
Nick rewound and fast forward.
Again,
if
that
we get a scene of
again,
Abraham
those are
the
things that will solidify Al's placement in this whole thing.
Correct.
She's documenting this whole apocalypse.
Right. Right.
And that's, as viewers, we're watching her stories or
her
tapes
her
or whatever it is.
Telling you, it's going to cut
Man.
To a classroom in the future.
Well, like I said, Robert Kirkman has an ending.
Right.
He knows what the ending is. He knows what's up. And this could be
I
a premonition of it.
I don't believe
I,
that.
I mean,
his
that's
wallet
what he
doesn't
says.
Believe that either.
That's what he says.
I know. That's what yeah. I'm saying. But I don't believe that. And neither does his wallet.
No, exactly.
He's like, you want to get to the end? I need two
I'm
more
liking
years.
This too much. Let's,
yeah.
let's bring another group in.
Two more years.
Yeah.
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You've never heard of the Sarlacc Digest? Wait till you hear about these guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
All right, guys. So that's it. You know, we'll wrap up. Marco, where can we find you?
Cool, man.
Holy fuck. I just saw a ghost.
Stay tuned to the Sarlacc Digest to see who that ghost
yeah.
was. You can find me on the Sarlacc Digest. That's S-A-R-L-A-C-C. And that's a Star Wars-centric show that's on the Raw Live and Unedited Podcast Network. You can also find me on my Horror Central or Centric podcast, which is Who Will Survive. That's also on RLU and on Legion Podcast.
That's
and thank
awesome.
You again for having me again. And again,
no, thank you
if,
so much, man.
If Rich is absent next week, I'm here.
I still think so.
Okay, I'm
so
here.
So it will be me
the
and
invasion
you again.
Continues.
Absolutely. I thank you so much. And don't forget to check myself, Cheney180, and Sergeant Bananas on They're Not Dolls. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and RawLiePod.com, along with other shows. As soon as Rich gets back, or maybe I'll roll into somebody, I'm ready for another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. I got some
Please.
Ancient alien stuff planned
yes.
up. I had a conversation with somebody, so I'm ready to do that.
Nice.
And guys, thank you so much for the feedback. Keep it up. We'll try and answer all the questions and all your theories as well, and we'll bring it up here hopefully next episode. So stay tuned, guys. Thanks.